Protests by opposing activist groups in Australia's capital cities have passed largely without incident or major injury due to a heavy police presence. Officers in Melbourne were forced to intervene with capsicum spray to stop rifle protesters clashing near Parliament House, and one man was arrested for criminal graffiti damage. Victoria Police estimate about 2,500 people attended various rallies, some led by the Indigenous Sovereignty Movement and others organised by March for Australia. In Sydney, an estimated 3,000 people turned out for an Australia Unites rally calling for an overhaul of government. Up to 1,000 people attended rallies for Indigenous sovereignty and anti-racism. Dangati man Paul Silva, who has been campaigning for an end to Indigenous deaths in custody, was among them.
Especially after an event that, tried to scrutinise mass immigration. What we did see is the group went out and attacked the only people that are not immigrants of this land. So, you know, what that shows is a plain and simple exposure for what that group is really about. And it's about spreading hate, division and racism within society. And that's why we've come out here today to say, you know, no room for racism, no room for white supremacy on our lands and in society.
In Perth, a minute's silence was held for Charlie Kirk, the US conservative political activist who was fatally shot earlier this week.